This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Before we get into the emails or China apparently infiltrating every part of our country or this theft in France or anything else or basically just screwing off for the last hour, I wanted to play something from Jeff Daniels. Jeff Daniels is an actor. Doesn't matter if you don't know who he is. It's not important. But Jeff Daniels went on MSNBC. Now, let me give you just a little bit of background here. You may know this, you may not. But artificial intelligence, you already know, is everywhere. And that artificial intelligence videos are now all the rage. All the rage. If they wanted to make a video of you speaking in Donald Trump's voice while riding a dinosaur, they could make that, right? Trump, because he's just one of the biggest trolls ever, Trump, during the No Kings protests, puts up a video. The video was obviously AI. It wasn't real. Who knows who made it? I promise it wasn't Trump. The video was AI, and it shows Donald Trump as a fighter pilot. He gets in a fighter jet. He flies over a No Kings rally protest and he drops poop bombs. He drops poop on the people in the No Kings rally protest. All right, so is it the most mature thing in the world? No, but it's hilarious. It's totally Donald Trump. It's him. You know, it's him. All right, so that was it. It was just a dumb AI video. It doesn't even, by the way, I don't even think it's the top of the dumbest AI videos Trump has never done. Remember when he did the one of him and Netanyahu in Gaza and after, oh, Chris, you don't remember the Gaza one? Oh my gosh, you have to look it up. So get that. No, Chris, I'll tell you. This is when Trump was telling everybody that he was going to turn Gaza into real estate, beachfront property. He then puts up an AI video of him and Netanyahu sitting on a beach in Gaza having Mai Tais in front of this election. It was just the dumbest thing in the world. Anyway, it's what Trump does. So the fighter jet, the poop on the protesters, this is just a dumb Trump thing. That led Jeff Daniels to say something like this.
Do we really have to treat people like that? You know, the meme that he had where he was flying with the crown and the, you know, spewing excrement all over the people down below.
The country, America.
Yeah, China. Would Lincoln have done that?
Would Lincoln have done that? Abraham Lincoln? Would Lincoln do something like that? I mean, could we have picked any other president? No, no. Lincoln would have used real bombs. What are you talking about? Would Lincoln have done that? These people have no understanding of history. What? Anyway, let's move on. I think maybe we're starting to see a crack in the tranny insanity. And the only reason I say that is not only are the child tranny stuff, by the grace of God, that's going away. That fad is passing. But this Abigail Spanberger chick who's trying to be the governor of Virginia, she came out and said this, and wow.
The real challenge is there's a lot of people who've, you know, never met a trans person, whether they're a trans youth or an adult. And so there's a real effort to engage in some level of fear-mongering. And, you know, I really do believe that we should, as a society as a whole, you know, demonstrate a fair amount of grace to people who are confused about, you know, when we're talking about bathrooms or when we're talking about sports participation, like what are we talking about?
That is benign a comment from a Democrat on the tranny stuff as we've heard in years. Don't get me wrong, it's a horrible comment. I'm not defending it, but that's as benign a comment on the tranny stuff as we've heard in years. It's something. Look, hey, we're grasping at straws here. We're grasping at straws. Jesse, I was riding in the motorcycle one afternoon after work. I saw a house with a Mexican flag flying on the front porch. It occurred then what it means. In the past, planting a flag in a territory means one is claiming it as one's own. This has been done throughout history, and it's still done today. My questions are, am I weird for seeing it this way? And if not weird, and this is what it means, why do I feel like I'm the only one who sees it this way? Okay, so for one, you're not weird at all. But let me explain something. We have, for a very long time in this country, at different points in time, had mass influxes of people from certain countries. It's really fascinating when you go look at it. In fact, I would encourage you, you know how I've told you to visit New York City, especially before Mamdani gets there and finishes the place off? Go to Ellis Island, but you know, we won't go into that right now. At various points in time, because of things going on in our country and things going on around the world, we have had a mass influx of people from specific countries. I'll use honestly, my ancestors were probably on these boats. The Irish influx. This is way back when. There was a horrible famine, the potato famine. You've probably heard of it in Ireland. We were accepting new people at this point in time. And so a large quantity of people from Ireland showed up in America. They showed up in America, and you are now new. You're a foreigner. You're new here. New customs, new country, new everything. And you are going to do something that is completely natural and completely understandable. You are going to find other Irish people, people who share your language, who share your customs, who share your food preferences, who share your worship preferences, and you are going to go live amongst them. For comfort, for protection, for a variety of reasons, you are going to go and live amongst Irish people. Same thing with the Italians. Italians came over here en masse. Where are you going to go? You're going to find other Italians, and you're going to talk about olive oil. This is the Chinese, especially during the railroads this time. Mass influxes of Chinese. Where are you going to move? If you show up on a boat from China, you're going to find other Chinese people. This is part of why we have Chinatowns in many American cities across the United States of America. This is how it works. So, same thing with Mexicans. We have had, over the years, a huge influx of people from Mexico come into the United States of America. And some of them are going to end up in a Mexican neighborhood, and there's going to be a lot of Mexican food and Mexican culture and Mexican pride, and there are going to be Mexican flags there. It does not always mean that that person considers it a conquest of some kind. It doesn't always mean that. You're not weird for seeing it that way, but it doesn't always mean that. Sometimes it's just a mixture of things. But it should have a time limit on it. You know, the Irish neighborhoods flying Irish flags are gone now. Because the goal should be, if you get here, to become part of it here, to become part of American culture, so you don't feel the need to stay in the Irish neighborhood, you'll move to any neighborhood in America. You know, half my neighbors are Mexicans. My best friend is Mexican. He's not in the barrio anymore. Packed it up, moved out. He's got the biggest American flag in the neighborhood. The goal should be for any immigrant group to become America, American. Not this. This is the police chief of Dearborn.
Oftentimes when we take readings, Council President, it's the ambient noise that's even louder than the call to prayer, to be honest with you. The truck will go by, hit a pothole, and it's much louder than the call to prayer. The two or three violations that we have had in the last couple of years have been met with compliance as soon as we've talked to the religious institutions.
He's talking about the Muslim call to prayer, which plays five times a day in a city in America. That's not assimilation. That's not becoming American. That is conquest. That should never be allowed in the United States of America, ever. But New York City's about to elect one, so we'll see how that works out. Anyway, let's talk a little bit of China, and let's talk about getting you that employee you've been looking for. You staffing up? Holidays are here. Got Halloween coming, Thanksgiving coming, Christmas coming, Hanukkah coming, Chris. We have all these holidays coming down, and you need somebody, and you don't need them 6 months from now. You need them next week. What are you going to do? Or in the famous words of Ghostbusters, who are you going to call? You get a hold of ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is the number one hiring site for a reason. They don't make you wait. That's what you don't have is time. You need somebody now. Well, ZipRecruiter uses their powerful matching technology, and they put somebody aces in front of you right away. 4 out of 5 employers find somebody on the first day. That's incredible. You want to try it free? If with my help, ZipRecruiter will let you try it free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. Email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday in the Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Get them in right now. I won't be here tomorrow to let you know. I'll be doing the Megyn Kelly tour thing, and I'm sure we'll probably have some clips of my wittiest moments, and there'll probably be so many of them. There'll probably just be witty moment after witty moment. I don't know if there are still tickets available, Chris. You can get tickets if they are available at MegynKelly.com. If you're in the area and want to make the drive, maybe make the flight, come out and see me. Be me, Megyn Kelly, Don Jr. Be a good old time, all right? Sonny Huston dropped a funny on accident, an accidental funny on The View. Here she was talking about her kids and being profiled.
As a mother of black children, I know that black boys are not given the presumption of innocence and the presumption of youth. She's calling the police and saying they're trying to steal her car, and they're 11 years old. They don't know how to drive. And so for me, what was interesting was I have had to be in the position where I have gone to my local police department because I know my son is going to be training for the Junior Olympics, running around the neighborhood in an all-white neighborhood. And I have brought him to the police and said, he belongs to me. This is my son. Do not harass him. Do not stop him.
Why are you in an all-white neighborhood? Oh, I think it's worth asking. If it's such a racist, terrible place, why are you in an all-white neighborhood? Go to an all-black neighborhood. Then you won't be profiled. Do you not want to live in an all-black neighborhood? Sonny Huston is a millionaire several times over. You can live in whatever neighborhood you want. I don't understand why you would choose to live in an all-white neighborhood, especially one that's so racist against your son. And by the way, I do enjoy the clearly made-up stories. If there's one thing that never happened ever, Sonny Huston never went down and talked to the cops and told them not to arrest her son for training to the Olympics. That's not a thing that happened at all. But communists lie like communists breathe because, as we've said,
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
This is why they make up ridiculous stories all the time, just like it's nothing. Just clear, outright lies Like, it's nothing. They just don't have anything moral against it. It's wild. Exclusive. This is from Breitbart. Senator Rick Scott introduces a bill protecting the power grid from the Chinese Communist Party. I don't even want to read any of the article to you, but I'll just give you this little tidbit. Scott introduced a bill amid reports that home security cameras by Lorex, sold at big box retailers throughout the USA, are quietly monitoring homes using technology from a Chinese surveillance firm legally bound to assist Beijing's sweeping intelligence apparatus. Every time I talk to a grid expert, a national security expert, they tell me things about China's surveillance here, China's access to our electrical systems, our computer systems, that make me absolutely mortified. Always remember this about China. If you do business in China, if you are a Chinese business of any kind, you work for the Communist Party. You are not allowed ever. It's not allowed in their system to tell the government no. So even if maybe you don't work for them today, maybe you're making Skittles. Those are probably made in China too. Maybe you're making Skittles in China. And maybe you've never heard from anybody in the Chinese Communist Party at all. That's fine. But if tomorrow there's a knock at the door and it's General Qin, and he's coming in and he's telling you, hey, we need you to start putting fentanyl in the Skittles you send to America. You don't have the option to say, ooh, sorry, Chin, I can't do that. No, you say, yes, sir. May I have another? Every Chinese business is beholden to the Chinese Communist Party, and the United States of America buys national security things from China. It's so frustrating. It is so frustrating to watch politicians over the years, Republican and Democrat, by the way, sell our country out to the Chinese. Just selling off the land, selling off our manufacturing, running it overseas. We then turn around and buy critical national security things. We buy drones from China. Oh, is that some Chinese spyware in there? No, it's fine. Hey, let us install this home camera in your house. Will the CCP be watching it? Oh, they might. Where are your solar panels made? Let me spoil it for you. China. America will smash its own energy sector and then pay you your own money back. When they give you tax credits, it's your own money. Pay you your own money back to go buy solar panels made by our mortal enemy. Jeez. I can't. That reminds me of this story. Kohler wants to put a camera in your toilet. Do we have to have cameras on anything? And I really don't think you want a camera on people's toilets. Isn't that a little... Remember Big Chungus from the other day? What, Chris? Hear me out. Imagine a camera in Big Chungus's toilet. What, Chris? I'm just saying. Chungus, that evil demonic teacher... What? I don't want to see it either. Let's hope the Chinese are monitoring that. They'll be ending that real quickly, pal. Oh my gosh, turn it off! Jeez! I love Cozy Earth, but there's a dangerous, devastating development. Last night, me, Jewish producer Chris, Corey, we got Little Caesars. And oh my gosh, was it fantastic. But I did come home, and there was a grease spot on my Cozy Earth pants. And that led to an uncomfortable conversation. I said, Princess, that's what I usually call her when I'm going to get yelled at for something. I know you're going to be upset, but my favorite pants have a little grease stain on them. Can you help? And there was some yelling. You know, you should do it yourself. You do it all the time. There was a little of that. But then, of course, I had to take my pants off, and she ran to the sink, came right out. Crisis averted, almost lost the greatest pants in the world. Everywhere pants from Cozy Earth. They're so stretchy and comfortable and amazing. You can wear them out. You can wear them at home. Go get yourself some bamboo sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Use the promo code Jesse because it gets you 20% off everything they have. You're about to have Cozy Earth everywhere in your house like I do. CozyEarth.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
About something about a comedic tone.
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Wednesday, a hump day. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Also, remember, Jen Psaki deserves all the credit in the world for being the first of many who will come after her. Now, they must guide the communist animals to a new demon, a new devil, a new Nazi, a new Antichrist, because Trump isn't running in 2028. The transition has begun.
I think the little Manchurian candidate, J.D. Vance, wants to be president more than anything else.
Yeah.
I always wonder what's going on in the mind of his wife. Like,
agreed.
Are you okay? Please blink four times.
Yes.
We'll come over here. We'll save you. And that he's willing to do anything to get there. And that your whole iteration you just outlined, I mean, he's scarier in certain ways.
He's smarter.
In some ways. And he's young.
Yeah, and ambitious.
Dear Jesse, ever given any thought on giving a talk on the Armenian genocide? It doesn't get discussed much. I assume it's become the victims were Christians. We've done a history episode on that, didn't we, Chris? We did. It was a long time ago, the Armenian genocide. For those who may not be aware of it, I'll just give you like a 2-minute version of it because we've done a long one on it before. And you remember the Ottoman Empire, big, long, powerful empire. Then leading into World War I, they're aging out quickly. The empire is crumbling, but they had a long, good run. Don't get me wrong. They had nothing to be ashamed of. Empires don't last forever. It's crumbling on them. It's falling apart. They had Armenian Christians as a minority in their Muslim population. And during the reign of the Ottoman Empire, Christians and Jews were always minorities, and they were never equal citizens, so I don't want to act like they were. But at various points in the empire, they were actually treated okay. So you know, Chris isn't going to be allowed in public office, neither am I, but we have rights. You know, we can live freely. We're not beaten in the streets. But what happens so many times in countries is when you have a minority population, maybe an unhappy minority population, and you get into a war with another country, the minority population, it can be looked at as a potentially subversive, maybe even traitorous portion of your country. Hey, these Armenian Christians, they seem like the type of people who are going to collaborate with the enemy against us. I bet they're collaborating now against us, that kind of a thing. And sometimes it does happen, obviously. So it's not always based on fake stuff. What they decided to do in Turkey, the Ottomans, was they decided to get them out. March them out so they can't do anything. And remember, they were already looked at as a lesser than minority, lesser than the Muslim population. And on top of that, it was a logistical nightmare. Remember, we've had this talk many times before, like on our Andersonville, when I did that history thing on Andersonville. This is the true story of the Trail of Tears and stuff like that too. Logistical nightmares are oftentimes treated as malicious historical atrocities. And sometimes they are, but sometimes they're just logistical nightmares. You don't have the food. You don't have the shelter. You can't put it together. The Armenian genocide was massive. It was malicious, by the way. It was massive. It was evil. mass starvation. Women were abused in terrible ways. Pregnant women, it was terrible. But a horrible logistical situation made it as bad. We'll never know the true number, but a lot of Armenians died. And it has always been a story that fascinated me because I like Armenians. I've known several in my life. The dudes are almost always tough as nails. The women are wonderful. The Armenians I've known have always been wonderful people. I'm just kind of a fan. I was actually, it's a long story, was in an Armenian neighborhood for a bit of time at one point in time. Completely enjoyed my time there. I would have moved in. Completely enjoyed my time there. Yeah, it was a funny thing. Chris just asked me if there was a big lobby asking me to talk about it. So get this. You want to hear a bonkers little thing? You know, I ran for Congress twice, lost twice. Both times I was running for Congress, I had lobbyist groups from Turkey and Armenia lobbying me about this issue. That's correct. About an issue that's 100 years old. The Armenians wanted to know, hey, are you going to back a resolution calling this a genocide for what it is? The Turks wanted to know, hey, you're not going to call this a genocide, right? Countries, they don't let go of things like this. And look, when we're talking a million dead, that's going to be something you hang on to for quite a while. 100 years is not that many generations removed. How many Armenians are alive today? How many are listening to the sound of my voice right now who lost somebody in that whole disgusting disaster? It's funny how many places don't let it go. Japan, for instance, you remember I talked about it during our kamikaze episode. We think about the Empire of Japan in a lot of different ways, but I'm talking about the Empire of Japan, not Japan today. The Empire of Japan, we think about a lot of the terrible things they did. Not just the conquest, but the atrocities, the endless atrocities, the human rights violations. It was just, it was really, really, really bad. That's not how Japan teaches it. It's a source of controversy to this day. To this day, the Japanese government, the Japanese people, they don't step up and acknowledge that at all. It's a big rift between them and China when it comes to, you've probably heard of the story of the rape of Nanking. We won't go into it here, where the Japanese stormed into the Chinese capital. It was the Chinese capital back then, and did all these horrible atrocities and rape and murder, and it was terrible. The Chinese to this day will come out and say, no, you need to acknowledge that you killed 500,000 people. And the Japanese to this day will say, look, they're maybe 25,000. Maybe 25,000. A couple troops got out of hand here. One or two guys got out of hand there. It's not near as bad as you're making it out to be. And to this day, it's controversial. As in, I will probably, just on that two-sentence little explanation I just gave, I will probably get complaints from one side or the other. Countries hang on to it. I think it's fascinating. Jesse, I think the government shutdown is a great thing. However, my daughter's dating a young man who just started in the Space Force, says they aren't getting paid. How do you reconcile a great thing like the federal government shutdown with the fact our nation's service members are working without pay? I think it's disgraceful that they tie it to troop pay. That's what I think is disgraceful. But of course, that's part of why they do it. That's part of why they do it. They do it so your hand always feels forced. It's like when they take one good thing and throw it in a really, really bad bill. They'll take some $1 trillion pork bill full of a bunch of legalized government corruption, and then they'll throw in 100 miles of border wall, and they'll say, well, you're not going to vote against the border wall, are you? Exact same kind of thing. These people, as dumb as so many of them are, really are clever, devious people when it comes to things that matter to them, which is their money and their power. They're great at that. Well, we can't pay the troops. Disgraceful. Disgraceful that our troops are not getting paid. It's friggin' horrible. Abortion's disgraceful. And they love it. It has become truly a sacrament to the communists in this country. A sacrament. I hate it. and I want it stopped same way you want it stopped. And I have learned over the years that laws are not going to stop it. They're not. Laws will not stop it. We have to change hearts. What we have to stop is the desire to kill your unborn child. How can we do that? Especially when now, I mean, get a telehealth meeting and they'll send you the pill in the mail. Preborn is how we do that. Preborn. We give these women free ultrasounds. Let that mom hear that heartbeat and she will choose life. Look, $28 buys the ultrasound. How many lives do you buy for a grand? 20 grand. We've had people give 50 several times before. It's tax deductible. The end of the year is coming. Talk about the ultimate write-off. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give what you can. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show until we return on Friday. So don't panic when you tune in tomorrow and I'm gone. Just send me a question. Ask me anything. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. And we will chop away at those on Friday. Now, it's not all bad news. I know me being gone tomorrow is weighing heavy on your heart.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
But there are great things happening out there right now. Things that fill my heart with joy. Here's one for you. Hamburger Helper sales surge as Americans tighten budget for meals. I mean, the tightening of the budget is not ideal, but you know something? I have never one time in my life met somebody who eats Hamburger Helper who I didn't like. It is 100% of the time, if you meet somebody and that person consumes Hamburger Helper, that's going to be a salt of the earth human being that you can hang out with. Chris, have you ever met somebody? Anyone? Name one person. What did you just say? What do you mean you don't eat Hamburger Helper? Why? It's low class? Excuse me? Corey, do you eat Hamburger Helper? Of course he does. Low class? Have you seen the flavors? Chris, it's not just cheeseburger, Chris. They have all kinds of low class, excuse me. And Hamburger Helper is better reheated than it is the first time. There's something about the grease or something like that. Dude, Chris, it's bonkers to me. Somebody as cheap as you doesn't eat Hamburger Helper. Is it not kosher? I think it's kosher. It's got... No, you don't have class, Chris. Oh, that reminds me. Here's something else. Now, I'm pretty sure you people can't eat this, so this isn't necessarily going to be for you, but here's a little underrated thing I used to do. You know Velveeta shells and cheese? You know I'm a big Velveeta fan. I like cheese. Velveeta shells and cheese. There's a recipe online. They used to put it on the box. I don't know if they still do that anymore, but I'm sure it's easy to find online. For a cheeseburger mac, you do with the Velveeta shells and cheese, and you can edit it to make it your own. It's not complicated. You're throwing burger in a pan and you brown the burger, but whatever. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. People don't know about it. Most people just forget it. Most people walk by the Velveeta shells and cheese looking for something classy like Kraft Mac. The Velveeta shells and cheese cheeseburger mac, it feeds a family of four. Maybe not if you have teenage boys, but it feeds a family of four. I'm telling you, freaking delicious. And if you're a single dude or a chick who's trying to pack on some pounds, maybe you're getting too skinny, you can eat on this thing for 3 or 4 days. I'm telling you, 3 or 4. Imagine how much of it Chungus can eat. I bet she can put, what, Chris? You know Chungus can lay waste to the whole thing. There aren't going to be any leftovers when Chungus gets ham on some cheeseburger mac. Guaranteed. I guarantee she's not a big Pure Talk customer either. You know that. Patriots, yeah, I know she's a big customer. She's just not a Pure Talk customer. Patriots switch to Pure Talk. Communists have Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, because those companies are putrid filth, and they take your money and they use it against you and against your country. Do you know what? You know what PewTalk is doing right now? You know, rescue dogs, these dogs that just get abandoned and left, always looking for a home. Wonderful thing to adopt a rescue dog. PureTalk figures this out. Wait a minute, we have all these veterans struggling with PTSD, loneliness, needing somebody, needing something. Why don't we pair the two? Why don't we get rescue dogs and connect them with veterans who are struggling? So while you're funding Black Lives Matter, I'm getting rescue dogs with veterans. They're on the same tower. I'm paying half of what I used to pay. You keep your phone, number, or get a brand new one. Switch to the company that cares about this country. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right. Jesse, you mentioned several times how when Obama got into office, he started installing communists everywhere he can. And it sounds simple enough. If one president can do that, why can't one president reverse that and start installing patriots in those same positions? Well, they are, slowly. Here was the problem. It's not just that they installed all these communists throughout the government. The communists they installed then began hiring and installing other ones. Remember, Obama was there for 8 years, filling the swamp as fast as he could. Donald Trump 1.0, first term, may have campaigned on it. He didn't at all understand the importance of draining said swamp. He just thought that they were going to work for him because he was the boss. He just didn't understand that yet. He does understand that now. And so we're facing, and then another 4 years of Joe Biden. That's 16 years of the communist cancer metastasizing. How about that word? Of the communist cancer metastasizing inside of the government. That doesn't get removed in 9 months. They are beginning. We are replacing the people in the top offices. But remember, it's an entire building. It's not just the top floor. Several floors below, all the way down to the ground floor, you have communists who've been installed there, and it's going to take time.
And now...
here's a headline.
My, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Louvre director admits insufficient camera coverage inside the heist. I'm calling this right now. You can say I'm full of crap, or you can say it's an obvious point. When they finally figure out who jacked the jewels from the Louvre in France, it's going to be an inside job. Somebody inside of that building, someone inside of that building was in on the heist. Guaranteed, has to be. There's no other explanation. Colombia's president, Petro, tells Univision he wants to get rid of Trump. You Latin American dictators are getting awfully lippy with the man who's nuking drug boats and who's parked the entire United States Navy right off your coast. You best be real careful there, Mr. Colombian president, unless your military is greatly improved over what it's been before. More bad news for Dems. Focus groups see the party as weak and woke. The Republicans better thank their lucky stars every day that Democrats are evil and insane and stupid, otherwise they'd be in trouble. Florida files Supreme Court case after illegal immigrant truck driver kills three. I'm so sick of these stories because it reminds me that I have children and a wife who go out and drive on the highway, and that big semi bearing down on them may very well have some drunk illegal who doesn't even speak English. Tulane University delays approval of TPUSA chapter revival. Communists across this country are so scared of the rising storm on the right, and it is fantastic. It makes me smile when I read stories like this. I will see you on Friday. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.